Children are staying in with us as we're going to have some time for testimonies from this past summer. But as we begin, please pray with me. Lord God, we give you this time. We pray that your name would be praised in all that we speak, in all that we give testimony of. Holy Spirit, be present in this time and move in our hearts, that as we reflect on your word, as we reflect on our new life in you, we might be changed and transformed to be your witnesses to the world. We pray these things, Jesus, in your name. Amen. So, you've heard for a number of weeks announcements about Vacation by Serving, VBS. This past spring, Prudence Baldwin, our children's minister, had an idea. An idea to transform what was our VBS, our Vacation Bible School, primarily an inwardly focused program for our own children, to transform that into VBS, Vacation by Serving, an outwardly focused opportunity for the body to serve together. Your ministry team leaders jumped at this idea, and we pursued many different opportunities to serve throughout these past 8 weeks. From playing musical instruments, from walking for causes, mentoring and teaching, preparing meals, doing housework and yard work, and just being present for others. Members of Redeemer served all across the city this past summer, and Prudence at the beginning put a thermometer on the wall with 1,000 hours on it. And that looked pretty daunting. Currently, we don't have all of the hours counted, but we're at about 1,200. So it was a summer where we had opportunity to, and we took those opportunities to serve together. My desire this morning was to give praise to God as we hear testimonies of God's work in the midst of the service that we did, in the midst of our interactions together, as we ate meals together and as we served. So we were going to have a few prepared testimonies, and we do have a few, but then I'm going to open up the microphone. And as I do, here's what we want to focus on, being ABC, audible, brief, and Christ-centered. And the questions to be answered are, what did you do to serve? That might not be a complete itinerary of everything that you did, but what did you do? And then answering the question, either where did you see God as you served, or how did God impact you or those you served? This is about him, not about us. This is about what he did, not about how good we are. I want to make that clear. This past summer, we served at a number of ministries, and I just want to mention these before we start. We served at Hubbard House, at White Farms, and that's in what part of the city?
Moncrief Road.
Duval Charter School at Bay Meadows, right down the street. World Relief, Open Door, City Rescue Mission, Florida Baptist Children's Home, and this is just to name a few of those we served. Now, those of you who served, what did I miss?
Honduras.
Yeah, the trip to Honduras, yes. We did serve outside of the city as well. Catholic Charities, thank you. Well, if any others come out during the testimonies, we'll just have them spoken. So please put up the slide again. I'm going to ask my son John to come forward. I asked him, he's going to give a testimony as to what God did in him and as he served on the team in Honduras, and this doesn't limit him, so if one of you wants to speak something about Honduras too, you're welcome to. But John came prepared. And by the way, he turned 15 today, so, yeah. I had alternative motives for putting him up there.
Well, as my dad said, I came totally prepared. I'm just going to wing it. So we went to Honduras, and, oh, it's up there. So we were there, and we were building pilas, which are basically their sinks, their bathrooms, and stuff like that. And, whenever we were going up to the villages and riding around, it was a lot of driving. But we were going up, and we saw the villages, and we went into one of the houses, and it was just hard rock floors. It was, they were hanging up clothes, and there was a lot of stuff around, and they were really dirty, and not really like our houses, but it was really impactful, and it was, we were carrying bricks up hills, and God impacted me and others. Like, whenever you want to move something, you either do it yourself or call a moving company to do it for you. And, well, on one of the days, we drove up, took a bunch of cinder block, and we carried some on our shoulders up a pretty steep hill. And it was really tough. It was really hard for me to get up the hill. And I would just look over, and I see people carrying two cinder blocks on each shoulder and just walking up the hill. And I'm like, I'm carrying one. How are you doing this? And we got up the hill, and it was just amazing on the looks on their faces. And they were very thankful that we were doing that. And that's all I have.
Thanks, John. They were carrying these up to remote villages that did not have running water, and the Pilas collect rainwater so that they can use them for other purposes. And as of the notice that we just got from Mike Miller, all of the Pilas, all of the houses now have Pilas in these little villages. So they've been completed over the course of the summer. So with that said, who else would like to give a testimony as to where they saw God at work or where they served? Pat.
I was able to serve on Moncrief Road, and that was interesting and very, very nice, and I loved the things that she did with the children, but my favorite was the City Rescue Mission. And we made the biggest pot of macaroni and cheese I have ever seen in my life, and we had like 6 pounds of butter, was that right? And we had the butter and the cheese on a burner, and we were watching it. Kitsy and Karen and I were a team, and we were watching this, and we had it just right. We turned it off because it was ready. Someone thought it needed to be cooked and turned it on, and we go over, and it's bubbling, and all the brown is coming to the top. But, you know, it wasn't bad. When we ate dinner, it really, I think God just took all that bad stuff out. But the neat thing was we really got to know some of the guys. We worked with Dion first, and in 2 weeks he will be transitioning out of the rescue mission to a home and hopefully gets a job. He was so excited. And then we had lunch with Curtis, and Curtis really loves the Lord, and we did some, you know, talking about scripture. It was just an amazing thing, and I was just happy to be a part of it.
Thank you, Pat. Rick, can you take that back to Drew, please?
Something that Stacy started a few months ago that we've done a few times is what we call blessing bags, and where we have, you know, a gallon bag, and it has water in it, it has hand sanitizers, it has crackers, it has foods, and, you know, probably 10 or 15 different items. And when someone comes up to us when we're in the car and asks for money or something, that's what we give them instead of money. So it really helps giving something to, you know, everyone. They come up to your car and you don't have any cash, or you don't want to give them anything, but it gives them something great to give them. The girls have been writing notes that says, you know, Jesus loves you, different things like that. But one thing after on Thursday we were here and we were talking about that, and on the way home we saw a guy and slowed down and gave it to him. The smile on his face, I won't forget, because it was a real genuine smile. And it was because sometimes when they look at the bag, they're like, oh, well, you know, this isn't the money that I wanted. But a lot of times they look at it and go, holy cow, there's a toothbrush in here, there's wipes, there's, you know, everything that someone on the street would need. Yeah. So we probably put together like 10 of them at a time, then put 5 in each of our cars, and it's a great opportunity to serve the homeless just kind of when we're out. It's something anybody can do.
See, so Drew's giving testimony for an unsanctioned Redeemer ministry. That's it, exactly. That's right. Thank you, Thompson family. Prudence.
Drew leads me into the thing that I saw the Lord moving in was just in our children. If you saw any of the pictures before the service started, you'll see there were a lot of them, all different ages. And they served alongside not just their parents, but us. They served alongside their brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and grandmas in Christ. And it was powerful to see these children doing what they could, but watching the adults and just absorbing that this is what the Redeemer family does. We cross the street to help our neighbors. And it was a powerful time of the Lord moving for me. And I'm looking at families that have done things together with their kids. And some families took a couple of their vacation days, you know, their day off, to go take their kids and serve and help in Jacksonville. And I hope that I pray that it's something we will continue to do. And remember, it's not just for the families, it's for all of us, because we're all part of his family that happens to worship here at Redeemer. Thanks.
Yeah, I just want to echo what John has said earlier. So we got to go, the Nichols family got to go to Honduras together, plus John Driscoll, and it was just a privilege. So, you know, John talked a little bit about kind of, you know, that the one day when we brought the bricks up the mountain, which was... And also, too, when he talked about the other people carrying 2 bricks up the mountain, he was referring to the 100-pound Honduran women wearing flip-flops that were carrying 2 bricks up the mountain while we were carrying 1. But I do want to say, a regular day for us there, we do a devotional in the morning. Mike led a few, I led a few, but all the boys led 1 as well. And then we'd work for a solid 6 hours of hard labor, and then they would go play with the kids from the Hope of Jesus Children's Home for a solid 2 hours before dinner. And for me, the biggest blessing was watching them do that with a smile on their face and learning service, learning what it is to see God in the children of the children's home, the people in the community. And they didn't complain once all week. They did it with a smile on their face. And I saw the love of God in my own children and in John, and it was a huge blessing.
Maybe 1 or 2 more. Lindsay in the back.
Thanks. I have a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old, and I was really impressed that the opportunities to serve allowed for little ones. And so that was I was really grateful to see that. So we went kind of the earlier part of the week to Moncrief Road to the rescue mission, and then here at the church baking cookies and brownies. And honestly, when I was really just watching the kids serve and watching what they did on Tuesday at the city rescue mission, there are a really talented group of kids here that just decided they were going to sing. And I was so impressed. I kept telling everyone about this because one of them found a guitar and they made the table into drums. And the way that they were able to bless others, if there's so much feedback, is that right?
Maybe no, you're good.
Hold it down. Okay. The way that they were able to bless others by just singing worship music during lunch, I was hearing some of the residents of the City Rescue Mission say they had never gotten so much entertainment. So that was great. And of course, they were worshiping the Lord at the same time. So I appreciated the effort that went into that. And I thought it would be great if we made this a lifestyle for our little ones to see serving and then continue to learn that lifestyle of serving as they grow up. So thank you.
one of the highlights for me was seeing some of the teams that came together to cook the meals each evening. This past week, we had meals each evening, community meals. And watching Betty Lou, one of our older members, cooking spaghetti and meatballs to feed the 30 that arrived. Watching Mary Clark and, it was Mary Clark, Kay O'Brien, and Sally Trammell came together and they served 40 with their offering. And these are people that know each other through the body, not just friends that hang out everywhere, but that we're willing to, yeah, let's do this together and to serve. We heard in our scriptures that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the promise of things that we don't see. And that's one of the most frustrating things for people of faith, is that we don't see it and we can't touch it. And we could see that in the story of Abram, where God said, "Oh, Abram, how are you doing?" And he said, "I'm hacked off, God. Where's this kid that you told me about? It's been years." And God promises him again, but we know that it's still going to be more years. Faith is something that without action, it's dead. Faith in God and waiting actively when we don't like what's happening in life, or when it's hard, or when it's a struggle, or when we see others not walking in faith succeeding. Faith in action is what we witnessed this past week. And that faith in action was echoed in our gospel reading, where Jesus said, "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. Be like men and women who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Faith in action is what I want Redeemer to be marked by as a part of who we are. That as followers of Jesus, we'll be recognized not just because we come to church, not just because we read God's word living and active regularly, but because it's witnessed to in how we live, in how we care for our neighbor, in how we care for each other. Serving may just be making a phone call that God prompts you to do and saying, "How are you doing?" and then listening as they tell you highs or lows. That's real service. I loved seeing the multiple generations serving together. I wasn't going to quote this, but it is relevant. It was from the Hebrews lesson, that's right. "Therefore, from one man, him as good as dead, were born descendants as many." We had all age spectrum. Nobody was as good as dead. But we had the whole age spectrum serving together. My wife was wondering, "Where are you going with this illustration? Please stop." My vision for Redeemer is that this isn't just a summer thing. This isn't just something we do occasionally, but that in the weeks and months to come, that we would be known as followers of Jesus through our lives as we serve together. That we will serve regularly within our church community. We will serve regularly in our church community groups, whether it be children, whether it be the youth and the teenagers, or whether it be the altar guild doing something of service together, whether it be the ushers or the greeters, or those that come to the early service, or those that we would serve together. The ministry team is going to seek to have regular opportunities, whether they be in evenings or weekends. Some of the opportunities during our vacation by serving were during the day, so it was harder if you had a job. We're going to seek to have opportunities of all shapes and sizes. And at one of the dinners when Betty Stitch came, one of my favorite moments was Betty Stitch trying to eat as this 10-month-old was hammering on her side. Lindsay and Toby's daughter, Hannah, jammering at her. You know, the interaction of these two who were in the body together. And it was such a blessing to Betty for that, that we would be known as Jesus' followers by our faith in action. So look for those opportunities, and we will continue also. There will be a time, I think we're doing it Sunday, the Sunday before Memorial Day, we're going to have an opportunity, Labor Day, thank you. The Sunday before Labor Day, it's not a year from now, where we're going to have time to offer other testimonies as well. So if there's something circling in your head that you'd like to give praise to God for, make a note of it. Give one of us a call, because we want to continue to hear testimonies, because that's what motivates us. I'm motivated to put together the blessing bags. What a great idea. Perhaps we can have a gathering here of folks who can't get out and serve to put together those bags for our church so that we can be people who bless others. And I also love that you put the Word of God in there, that you wrote prayers for them in there, that it wasn't just, here's a bottle of water, but I care enough about you that I've written you a note. I give praise to God for what He did in the midst of Church of the Redeemer. And I think it is just the foundation of more to come as we serve together. So, Father God, we give You all praise and glory that this is not about us, but this is all about You. And we praise Your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.